This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. During the week of March 7, Farm Bureau commemorated Agriculture Safety Awareness Program Week. This past week, many across the country celebrated National Agriculture Week. I think it's appropriate that one of these events on the calendar follows right on the heels of the other. During ASAP Week, we in agriculture remind ourselves to keep our families and neighbors and ourselves safe on the farm and ranch, as well as on the roads. The theme of ASAP Week this year was Caution, Safety is No Accident. That's a powerful theme, because it takes planning to make safety a priority. It's too easy for accidents to happen when we're racing against the clock or the next weather system. I've heard many tragic stories about farm-related incidents that took the life or limb of a farmer, or even worse, a child. I know you've heard those stories too, and may even know someone who has lost a loved one to a farm safety incident. ASAP Week was a good reminder to think about how our operations and procedures are set up and plan for doing things the right way to keep everyone safe on the farm, tractor, and rural road. Although ASAP Week has ended, there are resources online year-round to help get the word out about the importance of farm safety. Find some of those resources on the American Farm Bureau's Health and Safety webpage. Farm Bureau is working on a pilot project to provide youth-focused farm safety training. AFBF is not ready to roll out this project just yet, but excitement is building that Farm Bureau will soon be offering more education and training focused on protecting children who visit or live and work on the farm. As we celebrated National Agriculture Week this week, right after ASAP Week, I can't help but think about all the risks farmers face, the risks inherent in work that is physically demanding, the potential to lose a flock, herd, or crop to diseases, pests, or bad weather, and prices that can drop below the cost of production. Those risks are real. Yet farmers and ranchers continue doing what they love, growing food and fiber to keep our nation fed and fuel our economy. Farm Bureau celebrates that every day and even more this week. So I'll close with a hearty thank you to all the men and women who helped keep our food on the tables. I hope you had a happy National Agriculture Week. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture has launched this year's My American Farm Outreach Grant Program. Middle and high school students who are interested in using My American Farm resources to reach out to elementary school students about why agriculture is important in everyone's life are encouraged to participate. The resources found online at myamericanfarm.org will provide middle and high school students with appropriate tools to share the messages that agriculture is everywhere. There are many careers in agriculture, and farmers feed the world, care for animals, and are stewards of the land. Upon completion of outreach events, 10 selected classrooms will receive $1,500 to use for further agricultural literacy efforts. Applications are available online at www.agfoundation.org/projects/2016 My American Farm Outreach. While food fads and healthy living ideas are taking over magazine racks and restaurant concepts, American agriculture continues to provide an abundance of safe and affordable foods produced using the highest standards for quality, food safety, and environmental protection. Combining American agriculture and healthy living, the recently released 2015 Dietary Guidelines for Americans focuses on the core goal of promoting a healthy and nutritionally adequate diet by encouraging healthy living patterns. Read the March 9 Focus on Ag column at www.voiceofagriculture.org for the top 5 takeaways from the guidelines. The Agriculture Department has issued rules implementing the Commodity Certificate Exchange Program that can be used to repay marketing assistance loans for cotton and peanuts in 2015 and future years. This will allow cotton and peanut farmers with outstanding marketing assistance loans to redeem them using generic commodity certificates under the same terms and conditions in effect for the 2008 crop year. Loans redeemed using generic commodity certificates will not be subject to either payment limitations or adjusted gross income provisions included in the 2014 Farm Bill. This means that loans redeemed under circumstances that generate a market loan gain because the loan redemption rate is below the outstanding loan amount at the time of loan repayment will not see the market loan gain counted against the $125,000 combined payment limitation for agriculture risk coverage, price loss coverage, and marketing loan benefits. The Commodity Certificate Exchange Program does not change the treatment of loan deficiency payment benefits, which will continue to subject to payment limitation and adjusted gross income provisions. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture has awarded 11 $500 mini-grants to communities across the nation. The grants are awarded through the Foundation's White Wine Heart Fund for Education program. The grants are allocated through county and state farm bureaus and are used to create new agricultural literacy projects or expand existing agricultural literacy efforts. Criteria for selecting winners included the effectiveness of demonstrating a strong connection between agriculture and education, how successfully the project enhances learner engagement in today's food, fiber, and fuel systems, and the processes and timelines for accomplishing project goals. Millennials are always on their phones and never pay attention. Baby boomers don't know how to adapt to new technology. Sound familiar? Generational tension and lack of understanding can cause phrases like these to float around the workplace. A Feed and Grain article by AFBS Lindsay Calvert explores how to skillfully manage different age groups with widely different expectations and help them recognize a unique set of skills that they bring to the table. Calling the Senate's failure to move forward with debate on a voluntary GMO labeling bill on Wednesday inexcusable, AFBF President Zippy Duval said farmers will continue their fight to secure a law that supports consumers, America's farmers and ranchers, and our nation's system of affordable, productive agriculture. Duval said Farm Bureau is angry with those senators who abandoned farmers and ranchers and turned their backs on rural America on this vote is an understatement. Their votes opposing this measure ignored science, threw our nation's food system into disarray, and undermined the public's understanding of the many benefits of biotechnology in feeding a growing and hungry population. With anti-trade rhetoric rising on both sides, prospects for the Trans-Pacific Partnership seem increasingly remote. According to On Free Trade, this election is giving business the willies, a Washington Post wonk blog item. Glenn Brunkow, a Farm Bureau member and fifth-generation farmer from Kansas who grows corn, soybeans, and beef cattle, was interviewed by the Post. The longer it continues, the harder it gets, Brunkow said. He thinks passing the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal might help. Opening markets like Japan and Vietnam might add a few cents a bushel, letting him fix things around the farm and put money away for retirement. Brunkow is a member of AFBF's grassroots outreach team. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.